各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与我们同在。
May God's grace be with us continuously.
今天下午想用欢腾海跟玻璃海做题目，大家一起来劝勉。
Today I would like to use our topic, the stormy sea and the glassy sea, as mutual encouragement.
太平洋教会坐落在一个海边的一个小镇上面。
The Pacifica Church is in a church very close by a sea.
那礼拜三晚上的晚间聚会，小弟总喜欢早一点到那个海边去。
And for the Wednesday service, I would like to always like to arrive at church a little bit earlier.
在那边看看这个海浪的一种情形。
So that I might go and observe the sea and observe the storm, the waves.
听听这个海浪拍岸的声音。
And hear how the waves splash upon the land.
感受一下海风吹着脸颊的感觉。
And I can also experience the ocean wind blowing on my face.
海常常带给人很多的思想。
I think the ocean brings many thoughts to man.
那就不禁在想，到底圣经上对海是一个什么样的一种记载？
I don't know what the Bible records about the ocean.
那我们从旧约看起来这个原来海跟地是一体的。
From the Old Testament, we see that the ocean and land were one.
当神创造的时候呢，他最后把海水聚在一处，陆地才露出来。
In the creation, God gathered all the waters into one, and that is how the land appeared.
那圣经上又讲说，刚开始这个陆地跟海洋都充满了神的祝福。
It also records that at first the lands and the ocean were both blessed by God.
神叫他们滋生众多，能够到处都充满了生气
God told them to produce and be alive for all sorts of living creatures.
甚至让人类呢来管理来管理地上的各样的动物水上的各样的也要来供养人呢。
So it, actually man was in charge of all that is on the land and all that was in the ocean was also given to man.
那后来人类犯罪之后，
But afterwards, after man's sin,
地就开始长出蒺藜受了咒诅。
The land started to grow wilderness.
那海呢，在耶伯记就出现了一种大海怪。
The ocean in
Leviathan 是不是？
Leviathan.
是不是？
Leviathan. As recorded in Job, there was a creature named Leviathan.
那圣经上就说这种海怪呢，是在水族上骄傲的做着他的水族上的王啊。
And he was considered a king of the ocean, and he was set there proudly.
那到新约来，我们常常发现呢，这个海啊，无端的就会起了风浪啊。
And in the New Testament, we notice every so often there will be storms and waves on the ocean.
耶稣走在海面上，告诉我们耶稣可以战胜人间的风浪。
For example, Jesus walking on water symbolized to us that he can overcome the turbulence of human life.
所以海呢，常常有时候会跟人作对啊。
So we could see that ocean could be a force against human beings.
这样看起来，海在圣经上有一条线，它原来是受祝福的。
So we could see that the ocean was at first blessed by God.
后来因为罪呢，他就受了咒诅。
But after sin, he received punishment.
然后又起了风暴啊。
So there were storms.
这是一个宏观的哈，从圣经上一个了解是这样。
So this is just an explanation from the Bible.
圣经上在微观，我们在细细的看启示录呢，也记载两种海呀。
However, if we look in Revelation, there also records two types of seas.
一种海我们把它称为叫做这个欢腾的海。
We call them the turmoil sea.
我们来看启示录的十三章第一节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
启示录十三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
新约366页。十三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。第二节，我所看见的兽形象像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。那龙将自己的能力 座位和大权柄都给了他。这边提到呢，从海中呢有出了一头兽。
Here it mentioned that was a beast that was coming out of the sea.
啊，这头兽呢，就是啊，有七个头，十个脚啊。
And this beast had 10 horns and 7 heads.
在启示录里面有一头龙呢，它也是七头十脚。
There is a dragon also with 7 heads and 10 horns.
那启示录这头龙的冠冕呢，是戴在这个头上面。
And then there was crowns on the head.
但是这一头兽的冠冕呢，是戴在脚上面。
But here, this one is wearing it on his leg.
Horns.
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 We all know that dragon represents the Satan.
魔鬼打压人呢，大部分是借着思想的改变，是借着头的思想的改变。
And when Satan wants to attack a person, he starts by with the head, changing your thoughts.
所以呢，他引诱夏娃吃三恶果，是借着原意改变他的思想，而不是借着他的脚，借着他的力量。那种 force 来改变夏娃的思想。
So he changed Eve's motives and start by changing her thoughts. He did not use force to force her to eat the apple.
那这一头兽从海中上来又是什么东西呢？
So what is this beast coming out of the sea?
我们来看但以理书的第七章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 7.
但以理书第七章。
Daniel chapter 7.
但以理书七章的第三节
Daniel chapter 7 verse 3
七章的三节
Daniel chapter 7 verse 3
旧约一千零四十八页有四个大兽从海中上来形状各有不同头一头像狮子有鹰的翅膀我正观看的时候兽的翅膀被拔去兽从地上 得站立起来用两脚站立像人一样又得人心了、啊这么提到、啊、有四头大兽
Here it talks about four great beasts
是从海中上来跟启示录一模一样
They also came up out of the ocean exactly like Revelation、
啊、我们如果了解启示录就知道这四头兽呢是代表当时的、啊、四、啊、当时、啊、就是古代的四个政权
政权、
啊、Government
Oh, so when we, if we read further, we'll understand that this, these four great beasts actually represent the four governments.
这是古代的巴比伦、啊、波斯、希腊跟罗马。
It's Babylon, the Persian, Rome, and Greece.
这是古代四个文明古国呢，可是呢，这个政治的兽啊，啊，在神眼中呢、啊，文明的古国在神的眼中，在先知的眼中呢。是一种兽性的国家，是一种残忍的国家。
So in the eyes of God and eyes of the prophets, these four governments are like beasts. They're as cruel as beasts.
所以呢，这个政权呢、啊，是从海中上来告诉我们说，其实政权是一种从很不稳定的一个情况下面呢，啊、上来的。
And the fact that it rose out of the sea, we know that it's coming from a very very unstable environment.
告诉我们说，今天政权呢、啊，凡是追求权力的人呢、啊，他是处在一种欢腾海当中啊，是处在一种动荡不安的一种权力的一种追逐当中啊。
So this tells us that those pursue after power are
politics
are getting themselves in an environment where it's very unstable. Things change quickly.
啊，其实政权不只是在我们的国家，其实在我们公司，大家也都谈政治啊。
So this occurs not only with our government, but also in jobs. We often talk about the politics.
常常人会勾心斗角，为的就是自己要得到升迁。
A lot of times people strive to climb that ladder.
凡是有人呢、啊、要追求政治上的权力欲望呢，他可以说是掉在一种欢腾海里面。
So whoever pursue after the politics is like those who are being dropped into the turmoil sea.
他心中不会安定啊。
His heart is not stable.
这种政治的情况也不会稳定啊。
Because at this type of environment will never stabilize.
记得我们在台湾选举的时候。
I remember in Taiwan.
哦，当时真的是人心惶惶啊。
During the polls, certainly everyone's heart was at loss.
大家都各为其主啊，就是很多后续的问题啊，有待解决。
Everybody had their own ideas and what they want to choose.
今天我们来到教会里面呢，我们也尽量不要谈这个政治的问题啊。
So today, when we come to church, let us not speak about politics.
我们当然不是说每一个人不可以有自己的政治立场。
Of course, we shouldn't say that no one should have an opinion on politics.
但是我们要知道，政治就是没有永远的敌人，也没有永远的朋友，它是永远在那边反反复复的，这不变的就是它唯一的不变啊啊，就是常常变化就是它唯一不变的真理啊。
But we have to know that politics is very unstable. And in fact, the only unchanging thing about it is that it always changes.
有一个教会呢，那个组成分子哦，很不一样。
And there was a church that was a little different.
那个教会很多是南洋来的，很多这个不同的种族，通通在那个教会里面呢。
And the church is actually.A mixture of different ethnic groups.
那中午吃饭的时间就很麻烦了。
So it was actually very problematic during lunch.
尤其到这个，尤其前期的那段时间呢。
Especially the periods before.
有的人是站在陈水扁总统这一边的，有的人是站在连战先生这一边的。
They were all voting for different politicians in the Taiwan politics.
讲话本来大家和和谐谐的，可是越讲声音就越大声了。
At first, when people talk about it, they're very, you know, it was very amicable. But after a while, they start raising their voice.
我还听说有的人呢，因为两个人夫妻党派不一样，结果还要闹离婚的。
I have even heard of a case where because the spouse each stand for a different candidate, they were ready to divorce each other.
我们在教会里面，我们要提供一个安静拜神的地方呢。
In church, we should set up an environment where there is peace and a sense of worship.
这种受政权就是从一种欢腾的海当中出来的。
This beast, this politics, is a beast that came out of the unstable sea.
所以我们在教会里面呢，要尽量避免落入这种欢腾海里面去了。
So in church, we should avoid falling into such a tumultuous sea.
我们人活在世界，也不要一直只要追求权力，权力的欲望这种心呢，不要太重。
So therefore, also in our life, we should not pursue only after politics.
如果我们在公司里面呢，一直想要人挤人啊，一直就是要用 politics， 要讲 politics， 不踏踏实实的工作呢，我们会知道说，我们工作也会变得非常的辛苦啊。
Just like at work, we should not just play the political game and try to step on each other's feet to climb up the ladder, because then our life will be hard.
除了权力的追求是落在欢腾海之外呢，金钱的追逐呢，也是落在欢腾海里面。
So pursuing after politics will drop you into this sea, and also pursuing after gold will drop you into this sea too.
我们来看启示录的十八章十七节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 18.
十八章十七节到十九节。
Chapter 18, verse 17.
十八章十七节到十九节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 17.
一时之间，这么大的复祸就归于无有了。凡船主和坐船往各处去的，并众水手，连所有靠海为业的，都远远的站着。十八节，看见烧他的，就是大巴比伦的烟，就喊着说：“有何城能比这大巴比伦城呢？”十九节，他们又把尘土撒在头上，哭泣悲哀，喊着说：“哀哉，哀哉，这大城啊！”凡有船在海中的，都因他的珍宝成了富足，他在一时之间就成了荒场。这么提到海中呢，除了出售出政权之外呢，这个海啊，还有船在上面行驶啊。
So beside having a beast coming out of the ocean, this also ocean also holds a lot of sea captives.
这条船呢，是往返在巴比伦大城寻求财货的。
And this ship is traveling by the Babylonian with their goods.
这个大巴比伦城呢，一下子就好像我们的 Twin Tower， 我们的 World Trade Center， 一下子就这样垮下去了。
And they're mourning after Babylonian for Babylonian city disappeared in one day, just like the Twin Towers.
这个致富的船呢，是在海中行驶的。
And this ship is sailing on the sea.
所以我们可以说，海是一个致富的温床呢。致富就是得到财产的一个培养一个地方呢。
Okay, so we could see that this ship is a merchant ship that gains money through its sales.
它是在一个欢腾动荡当中得到这样的一个钱财的。
In such a changing environment, that's how they gains its wealth.
所以我知道人哦，如果他一心一意哦，就是要追逐钱财而已。如果有这样的人呢、啊？
So there's a man who in his life just want to pursue after riches.
心中没有钱，没有神，没有人，只有钱。
In his heart, he has no man, no God, only money.
一天到晚就往这个大巴比伦这个罪恶的城市去，看到的就是钱，钱，钱。
All day, it just sails along to the city of Babylon, looking only at money.
我们感到他的心也可能像我们道琼指数的这个index一样。
We feel that their heart is also like
Dow Jones.
Oh, the Dow Jones, the stock market index.
就是常常会跟着股票上，哎呀，我的心就好像海浪一样吹上来；股票下，我的心又跟着海浪一样推下去了。
His heart would go up and down, just like the stock market would go up and crash down.
我们知道经济是一种相当不定性的，钱财好像有时候像鹰一样，一下飞来，一下飞过去的。
We know that money is not always there. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it goes.
小弟记得刚刚到湾区的时候啊。
I remember when I first went to
Bay Area.
The Bay Area.
小弟跟大家分享过说，有一段是三四年前，这个那时候一个月有30几个 millionaire 就是从股票市场当中的培养出来的。
And I remember thinking that there were many self-made millionaires living in that area.
那我小弟要离开湾区的之前一年呢。
But the year before I was to leave the Bay Area,
经济泡沫就 burst 就不见了。
The bubble burst and they lost all.
他们说是矽谷大逃亡，很多人都离开了湾区这个地方呢。
And a lot of people had to leave the Bay Area.
所以一个人他的心如果永远就是有在股票财产上面而已啊。
So if a man, his heart is always on money.
你发觉到他好像 surf 一个海浪一样，就是一波这样过去了。
You feel like he's always surfing on the wave. He's going up and down.
有个弟兄这样在谈呢。
There was a brother who says,
如果他在他那个海浪最高潮的时候，如果拿一点点来到教会，教会就受益无穷啊。
He said, if you know, at the very top, I brought a little money to church, and church would never be poor.
但是他没有那样做啊。
But he did not do so.
等个那个高考过去的时候呢，想要拿给教会也没有了。
After the wave, he wanted to bring some money to church, but he has none left.
所以有时候这个经济这种海哦，就像政治海，政治的海一样，我们在座的很多年长的，您不晓经历过多少这样的风波啦。
So it's money is really like waves, and I know there are some elders sitting among us who have gone through such waves.
这个海哈，我们中国话有一句很传奇的字眼，跟这个翻腾海一样，我们叫做江湖啊。我们不叫海，我们叫江跟湖啊。
In Chinese, the ocean is called
应该是 river and lake 吧。
River and lake.
他说：“人在江湖，身不由己啊。” 就是一个人哦，掉到这个 river and lake 哦，这种 current 里面去哈，你大概就没有办法自拔了。
So that if a man falls into river and lake, he probably has no help.
所以我们今天过着基督徒的生活，我们不要过着江湖的生活，过着欢腾海的生活。
So when as Christians, we should not live a life of such called river and lake.
我们要超脱啊，我们要超脱。
But we have to overcome them.
因为圣经跟我们讲说，地跟海到最后是有祸了。
Because the Bible tells us that both land and water at the end deserve punishment.
在启示录里面呢，凡是属于神的人都是住在天上的。
For in Revelations, all who belong to God lives in heaven.
我们来看这个启示录12章12节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
启示录12章12节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
12章12节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
366页。 所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就愤怒地下到你们那边去了。这么提到说，魔鬼很愤怒地下到海，下到地跟海那边去。Here
it tells us the devil had in fury gone down to the earth and sea.
所以我们的心如果落到这个欢腾海当中啊。So
if our heart is in the sea.
只有追逐这个权力跟金钱呢。
Pursuing after politics and money,
那我们就会落在这个撒旦的愤怒当中里面。Then
we too will fall into the hands of Satan.
这个启示录的龙啊，最后是站在海边的沙滩上。
There's a dragon recorded in Revelation later on stand on the sands of the beach.
启示录说它是一头大红龙。
The Revelation said he is a big beast.
一个长老在解释这段经文的时候，他说：“这个大红龙到底是谁呀？”
Like red beast, and when the elder was explaining this, he said, "What is this beast?"
他说：“这个所有民族哦，自称龙的传人哦，大概只有中国人而已啊。”
He said of all the ethnic groups in the world with the dragon as symbol is probably just the Asians.
他说：“这个在中国大陆真的很多都是红，跟红色有关呢。”
Especially in China, there are a lot of symbolism with the color red.
他们有红旗、红卫兵啊，红色的歌曲、 红色的帝国主义啊，就是怎么都跟红有关系啊。
For example, the color of the flag is red. They have a red army. Their national anthem is about red. So everything is about red.
啊，这个大红龙最后就是站在海边的沙滩上。
And this big red beast later on stand on the sand.
他又说现在哦，中国大陆经济最发达的地方也都是在海边的沙滩上。
And he said, well, the financial growth of China is strongest near the ocean.
无论是深圳啊，无论是上海啦，大部分都是离海边不远的。
For example, Shanghai is very close by the sea.
所以他就提到说，我们如果信徒啊，我们的心就是一直的，就是追逐这种金钱、钱、钱、钱，就是为了钱啊，生命的目标只有钱呢，那可能最后就是落到啊这个大红龙的愤怒里面去了。
So if our heart as a Christian is all about money, 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 then in the end, perhaps we will fall into the hand of this beast.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要再一次的检查自己的脚到底站在哪里啊。
So, brothers and sisters, we should examine ourselves and see where our foot is standing.
到底我们有没有下海啊？
Have we gone down into the ocean?
这个我们有时候一天啊，我们常常来聚会，是不是有时候会不小心会下到海里面去呢？
Often we go to service, but is it possible that we can gradually go into the ocean?
这个欢腾的海里面哦。
To this tumultuous ocean.
有一次，大概是今年几个月前吧，在湾区有一个执事来访问。
I guess about several months ago, there was a preacher who came and visit in the Bay Area.
Minister 哦。
Oh, minister.
他在我车上看报纸啊。
And he was reading a newspaper in my car.
突然看到，哎，一个小学的校长自杀了。
And they says, oh, there is an elementary principal who committed suicide.
这个名字很熟哎。
He said, you know, this name looks so familiar.
他说，等一下，等我继续读下去，看他几岁。如果他是差不多我的岁数，这个应该是我们教会的信徒啊。
He says, let me check out his age. If he's about my age, and I think he is actually a believer of our church.
看得到说，哎，这个真是我们教会的信徒，小时候跟他一起参加过灵会的。
And later on, he discovered indeed this man was actually his childhood friend back in church.
说这个人呢自杀了。
He said, "Wow, this man committed suicide."
我就不太懂，说小杰校长自杀为什么刊在报纸上面？
So I said, "How come the elementary principal committed suicide and it's written in the newspaper?"
啊，他说我这个小学校长你不知道，常常有白道黑道介入卖便当的这种事情啊。
And he says,
学生便当啊。
You don't understand. This elementary principal always sells lunch boxes.
就是有那个白道跟黑道介入，就是有那个 government 还有那个 gangster 都会介入。
And he's connected with the gangsters.
Or even the government.
Or even the government.
那所以呢，他又是在这种地位上面哦，有时候会很多的这种政治上的力量哦，来打扰他的心呢、啊。
So all sorts of forces were attacked his, you know, mind frequently.
可能就是可能因为这样或怎么样吧，不晓得。最后我们的信徒也自杀了。
So we don't know exactly why, but at the very end, he decided to commit suicide.
当我们的心哦，虽然有聚会，但是不小心落到这个权力欲望、政治欲望当中哦，几个到底有几个人站得住脚呢？
So, you know, even as Christians, we come to service, but if we fall into these type of desires, then how many Christians can stand among us?
这样说来，不是说我们基督徒就没有政、没有金钱的、没有经济的生活，也没有政治的生活，不是这样子的啦。
It doesn't mean we shouldn't have any life about money or politics.
我们是站在另外一种海上面，圣经讲叫做玻璃海啊。
But we stand on a different ocean, an ocean that's called the glassy ocean.
好像是海，好像是欢腾的，但是呢，我们的经济生活，我们的政治生活呢？在我们的心中呢，它变成一种平静的世界。
It looks like an ocean, however, it's not. It's a very peaceful, calm ocean, just like our mind, which is also peaceful and calm.
我们来看启示录的四章第六节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 4.
启示录四章第六节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 6.
四章第六节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 6.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛啊！这么提到宝座前的一个情况哦。
Here it talks about the environment before the throne.
它好像是一个玻璃海啊。
It looks like a sea of glass.
不是一个欢腾的海啊。
It's not a turmoil sea.
在那里你可以感受到神的威严。
There you can feel God.
因为在这边神是高高的坐在他的宝座上面。
For there God is sitting high upon his throne.
在那面前有闪电大声雷锋啊。
Before him is thunder and rumblings and peals.
今天诸位来到神的宝座面前，这里就是神的宝座的地方啊。
Today we have come before the throne of God. This place is the throne of God.
我们体会到圣灵大大的降临在我们当中。
We feel the Holy Spirit descending greatly upon us.
我们感受到道理大大的震动我们的心。
We feel the words of God, moving in our hearts.
好像闪电大声雷锋一样在我们的心中回荡。
It's just like lightning and rumbles and peals of thunder.
在这里我们看到一个彩虹围绕的这个施恩宝座。
And here we see a throne circled by the rainbow.
我们如果有问题，我们到这里来，我们求主耶稣借着好像施恩给我们，好像彩虹在这个暴风雨当中出现一样。
When we have any problems, we come before Him and give our problems to Him, and it's just like the rainbow appearing before us.
我们在这边坐着各种属灵的人，好像有24位长老跟四活物在我们当中坐着。
Here we have spiritual people, like there are 24 elders sitting among us.
我们一起祷告，我们看到大家呼喊圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
When we pray together, we see everyone shouting praises to God.
这是一个很 solemn, 非常庄严的，非常神圣的。我们无论外面的海有多欢腾，我们心境有多么不平静，到这里来，我们发觉到。我们是站在一个玻璃海上面。
It's a very solemn, a very calm place. So no matter what the outside environment is, no matter the state of our heart, when we come here, we feel peaceful, like a sea of glass.
我们要常常的到主的宝座面前来啊。
So often we must come before the throne of God.
如果我们的心一直跑向世界，一定是欢腾不定的。
If our heart goes to the world, it certainly will not be calm.
当我们真的不只是人坐在这里，我们的心真的跑到神的宝座面前来。
And we have to sit here, not only us, but our heart have to come before God.
我们知道神的安静，神的平安，赏赐到我们的心里面来。
And God's quietness and God's peace will come upon us.
当然是因为我们讲这个玻璃海，并不代表它完全就没有灾难。
But the sea of glass does not represent that there are no trials.
我们来看一下十五章的第二节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 15.
我们信耶稣，神不保证我们没有灾难，没有因为世上本来就有苦难。
God does not guarantee that we have no problems and troubles, for life is full of troubles.
我们看十五章的第二节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 2.
十五章第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像。并他名字数目的人都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴，唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉其哉，万世之王啊，你的道途义哉成哉。第四节，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来在你面前敬拜。因你公义的作为已经显出来了。这边提到说，这个是在圣徒得胜的人呢，是站在玻璃海，而这个玻璃海呢，是掺着火的玻璃海了。
So those Christians who have been victorious over the beast were standing on a sea of glass mixed with fire.
但是呢，他们站在这个掺着火的玻璃海上面呢，他们还是安安静静的在那边拿着神的琴唱着歌啊。
But even though they were standing by a sea of glass mixed with fire, they still held harps and sing praises to God.
我们可以想象，如果玻璃下面真的在烧这个炭火的话，我看每个人都会 jumping up and down， 每个人都会跳上跳下的。
If we just imagine a glass being on fire, I'm sure all of us will be jumping up and down.
但是呢，这些人得胜的人呢，没有这样做。
But those who are victorious do not do so.
他们心中还是有平安的。
Their heart still had peace.
但以色列百姓。出埃及之前呢，经历了神很多的恩典。
Before the Israelite, when the Israelite left Egypt, they saw many miracles of God.
但是他们过了红海到旷野地的时候，也是经历了很多的困难。
But after they passed through the Red Sea, they encountered many troubles in the wilderness.
正如今天我们很多弟兄姐妹刚开始信主的之前或的初期呢，我们经历到神很多的恩惠。
Just like many of us believers, before we were believers, we encountered many graces of God.
但是我们经历一段时间之后，发觉到神的考验在我们身上。
But after we are baptized, we find out that many of God's trials will come upon us.
让那些恶兽来打扰我们。
So those the beast will come and.
这边提到说，属于神的人呢，他们可以胜过这个兽。
However, those who are victorious were victorious of the beast.
启示录有两头兽啊。
And Revelation, there are two types of beasts.
我们刚提到是一头兽是从海中上来，这是政治的兽。
One beast we talked about was a beast that came out of the ocean.
啊，另外一头兽是从陆上来的，这是第一头兽给他权力。这头兽呢，啊，它说话像羊羔呢，可是长相像羊羔呢，说话却像龙啊。
And there was a second beast from the road. He's the first with the power, given power. He looks like the lamb, but he spoke like a lion.
说话长相像羊羔，有两个脚像羊羔，这个就是好像基督一样。
In two ways, he's like the lamb, so that symbolizes he looks like a Christian.
但是说话像龙，跟我们讲他就是假基督啊。
But when he spoke like a lion, so he is a false Christian.
所以末世的信徒不但要胜过这种权对政治的权力欲望呢，而且本身也要胜过那些假基督的一些诱惑。
So not only modern day Christians have to overcome the desires such as represented by the beast, he has also to overcome those false Christians.
啊，我们当我们到神的面前、宝座面前来的时候
，When we come before the throne of God,
我们发觉到假基督对我们就没有影响啊。
Then we find out that those who are false Christians have no effect on us.
当我们一进入这个世界的时候
When we come to this world,
我们发觉到很多言语、很多思想会进入我们的心里面来。
We find out a lot of thoughts will come into our hearts.
最近有个弟兄在跟我讲一个事情。
Once there was a brother who told us.
他常常到中国大陆去。
That he often go to China.
那回来他就跟我讲一个东方闪电的故事。
And then when he came back, he told me a story.
有一个教派啊，在中国大陆有一个教派叫东方闪电。
There is a sect in China called
Eastern Thunder.
Oh, Eastern Thunder.
Eastern Lightning.
Oh, Eastern Lightning.
他们说这是宗教界的流氓啊。
It is a wild sect in religion.
常常利用各个就是人的弱点呢，来吸引人这样子。
And it often uses people's weakness to entice them to come.
他说有一段时间呢，我们在湖南这个地方啊。
And at one point they were in a place called Hunan.
那有人就开始打电话说，这个杨长老已经到湖南这个地方来了。
And someone called to say, "Oh, Preacher Yang is in the Hunan area."
那个杨长老那时候已经很大了，年纪很大了，不可能到处旅行啊。
It's actually Elder Yang, but actually Elder Yang at that point was quite old, so it was really impossible that he was traveling around.
就把湖南那里的工人呢召集过去。
So they called the workers in Hunan area to go.
然后呢就一一击破，就一个一个打倒他们的信仰。
And then one by one they would attack their faith.
爱财的就贪财的就让他有财物啊。
And those who love wealth, they'll give them wealth.
贪色的就给他色。
Pressure?
No, 贪色 sex.
Oh, sex. Those who want sex, they will give them sex.
贪这个神迹的就给他神迹啊。
And those who wanted miracles, they will see miracles.
怎么做呢？他说怎么做呢
？So how did they do?
他说让一个假装富贵的到他面前来。
They would have someone who pretend they were possessed to come before them.
他怎么赶都赶不出去啊。
No matter how they try to cast out the demon, they wouldn't be able to.
这个他们一赶就赶出去了。
But of course, when they try to cast out the demon, they would be able to.
所以他们发了一份通知给中国大陆的各个教会，叫他们要小心这个教派。
So that's why they started to warn all the churches in China that they have to be careful of this sect.
可能诸位也收到这个 email， 就是有一个东方闪电是一个很不正常的一个宗教。
So there was emails going around that this instant thunder is not a very correct.
所以我们在末世的信徒呢，不只是要战胜过这种政治的兽、欲望的兽，而且要战胜这个假基督的兽。
So Christians nowadays not only have to stand against the beast of politics and money, but also have to stand against the beast of false Christians.
我们发觉到掺着火的这个玻璃上面哦，有一些进步，因为他们拿着神的琴呢在歌唱。
We see that those who have been victorious by the sea of glass mixed with fire, they hold harps given to them by God.
刚开始他们好像是拿自己的琴在歌唱。
At first, it looks like they were holding their own harps to play.
我们看启示五章的第八节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 8.
五章的第八节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 8.
五章的第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
他既拿了书卷，四活物二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴 和圣满了香的金炉，这个香就是众圣徒的祈祷。刚开始当他们站在玻璃海上面，这个在宝座面前就在玻璃海上面的时候呢，他们是拿着琴啊，在那边歌颂神，圣满了香啊，在那边祷告神呢。
So at first each one of them had a harp and they were holding a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
这个没有谈到是神的琴哦，可能是自己的琴哦。
So they did not specify here that this harp was from God, so perhaps it's their own harp.
我们基督徒哦，在刚开始信耶稣的时候，我们心中大家都很喜乐，大家都会歌颂赞美神。
When we first believe in Christ, our hearts are very joyful, and we perhaps sing songs to God in our heart.
我们也会服侍神。
And we will also serve God.
但是常常我们都是用自己的方法呢，在歌颂神，在服侍神。
But oftentimes we use our own ways to sing praises to God.
我们大家一起服侍神呢，歌颂神，但是常常发觉到我们各弹各调。
So sometimes when we try to serve God together, we find out that we are all playing our own tune.
整体听起来非常的不协调啊。
So it doesn't sound good that everyone play together.
没有合一，没有团结的力量。
There is no togetherness. There is no accord.
但是如果当玻璃海掺火的时候就不一样了。
However, if there is a sea glass mixed with fire, then the situation is different.
当考验临到我们大家每个人身上的时候。
If trials come upon every one of us.
你会知道大家很容易的就团结一致，大家都拿着神的琴在歌唱。
We found out that it's very easy to work together, and everyone is holding a harp from God.
就像我们在办那个圣餐礼吼，那个饼一样。
Just like when we have our holy communion and we have our bread.
我们每个人都像一粒麦子。
Every one of us is like a grain.
每个人都是有神的生命，每个人都想要为神来牺牲啊。
Everyone has a life. Everyone wants to risk their life for God.
但是当那个泥、那个泥吼，就是那个啊豆腐。那个 flour 那个 flour 泥，如果你没有用火把它烤之前呢，它永远就是烂烂的，大家好像在一起了，但事实上没有在一起。如果没有破碎，更没有办法在一起啊。
But if the dough is not baked, then it's always soft and not together. No matter how much you try to put it together, and if the grain is not broken, then it's even harder to put together.
所以我们信主每个人，大家都要破碎自己的意见、自己的想法。
So every one of us Christians must break our own opinions and our own thoughts.
但是即使破碎自己意见想法，没有在一起，没有一个火烤哈，也是一样，没有办法成为神的身体啊。
However, even if you break your own thoughts and yourself, if you don't have the fire to bake you, you still cannot be one.
所以有时候神为了让我们团结，常常来给我们一个考验一下。
So sometimes God often gives us a test so that we may be more together.
让我们不再拿着自己的琴，而拿着神的琴来歌颂神。
That we no longer hold our own heart, but we hold our heart from God, that we may sing praises to Him.
这次的这个 NYTS 啊，当中有一些魔鬼的工作。
During this session of NYTS, there were some works of the devil.
我们后来几个工人在聊天的时候，发觉到这个鬼哈，可能跟骄傲有关系啊。
Later on, as we workers were discussing, we realized that perhaps pride has something to do with the devil's work.
我们再谈一个问题，到底鬼可不可以分类啊？可不可以 categorize?
And we started to wonder if whether or not we can start to categorize the devil.
后来想想，哎，这个圣经上有巫鬼啊。
So we said, well, in the Bible there is
巫鬼就是 dirty 的
，dirty something dirty， dirty spirit.
那有时候我们谈说这个抽烟有烟鬼啊，有色鬼啊，有酒鬼啊。
And we also frequently refer to ghosts of cigarettes or drinking.
啊，如果这一次啊，如果鬼可以分类啊，这次在我们 NYTS 那个真的是个骄傲的鬼啊。
So if we could indeed categorize the ghosts, then the ghost working in NYTS was one of pride.
这次凡是那个心中有骄傲的人哦，刚开始祷告都非常的挣扎。
So the person with the pride, when she starts praying, she has great struggle.
有一个姐妹呢，她祷告一直吐啊。
For example, there was a sister when she prays, she starts to throw up.
她就是不肯告诉人家她到底有什么问题啊。
But she would not tell others what her problem was.
她觉得自己有一个自尊严，我为什么要跟你讲我自己有什么问题呢？
She said, you know, this is my own problem. What should I tell you?
等她跟全组的人会想说，哎呀，我真的是有问题的时候呢，大家一起祷告，等她谦卑下来的时候呢。就不再发生那个呕吐的现象。
Only when she confessed what she was thinking in her heart to a whole group and she humbled down, then she no longer threw up when she was praying.
那我们在跟整个学员这样在分享啊。
So we told the students there.
刚开始的时候呢，我们大家祷告，谁在为谁祷告啊
？So at first, when we were praying, who were we praying for?
现在有一些神允许一些恶魔的打扰在我们当中。
Now there are some evil disturbances among us.
好像火在烤一样啊。
It is like a fire.
你就会知道大家反而被激励起来了。
You found out that everyone is motivated together.
大家同心合意的彼此代祷啊。
Everyone prayed for each other.
所以有时候有一些打扰，有一些火烧哦，不见得什么不好啊。
So sometimes if there are some disturbances or a fire, it does not symbolize nothing's going well.
因为在考验当中我们就见真情，考验当中我们就有团结的力量，考验当中我们就拿着神的琴在歌唱。
So because only with our trials do we improve and do we come together.
我知道这些、啊、站在玻璃海上面的人，原来他们也可以唱新歌啊。
And these people standing by the sea of glass mixed with fire, they could sing a new song.
我们来看14章第三节。
Let's look at chapter 14, verse 13.
14章第三节。
Oh, chapter 14, verse
3. 14章第三节。
Chapter 14, verse
3. 他们在宝座前，我们要想到宝座前，我们就想到玻璃海，因为宝座前有个玻璃海、哦。
They were sitting before the throne, so before the throne, there's a sea of glass.
在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老面前唱新歌，唱歌仿佛是新歌。除了地上买来的那是四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。啊、这些人原来他们就会唱一首新歌啊。
So these people, they could sing a new song.
这些歌呢，除了得救的人之外、哦、其他人没有办法唱这些歌啊。
Only those who are being saved are able to sing this new song.
真的，我们发觉到来到我们教会里面聚会的人哦，跟外面的人那个思想、所谈的、所唱的、所想的完全不一样。
So truly, find out those who come here for service, their thoughts, what they sing, is really different from those of the world.
我们所唱的歌曲，他们没办法学。
The song we can sing, no one can learn.
哎，你们为什么礼拜六也都来聚会？为什么不去 shopping 呢？
They say to us, how come you come for service on Saturday? Why do you not go shopping?
礼拜五你为什么不来上班呢？
How come on Friday you're not coming to
work? 跑到教会去做什么呢？
Why are you going to church?
生命的歌曲是不同调的。
That's because the song of our life is different.
有一个传道在分享这一节的时候，他这样讲啊。
When there was a preacher who shared his thoughts on this, he said,
他说他的感受很深、哦、
He said he strongly had a deep feeling on this.
因为他住在一个、啊、不是美国，是一个欧洲的社会。
For he did not live in America, he lives in Europe.
那里的姐妹要找对象也是比较难。
And actually, it's very hard for sisters to find their spouse there too.
所以当地的人姐妹有时候会嫁给当地的人呢。
So, perhaps,
我们的中国人姐妹有时候会嫁给当地的人。
So sometimes the sisters who are Chinese in origin will marry the native of the land.
他说他看到第一个 case、哦、我那个当地的那个人实在是 gentleman， 实在是、哦、没有看过对小姐这么殷勤的绅士、啊。
And he said in his first case, the gentleman that she was marrying was indeed a gentleman. He was so gentle with her.
在没有结婚之前、哦、那位先生、哦、可以开两个小时从他的家、哦到我们姐妹的家呢，接她来参加礼拜晚上的聚会。
Before he was married, he was willing to drive from his home, which is 2 hours away, to her house just to drop her off at service in church.
礼拜晚上呢，自己去住旅馆了。
On Friday, he's willing to rent a hotel.
礼拜六又来接我们的姐妹来聚会。
On Saturday, he went and picked up our sister again.
为她开车门送花送巧克力糖。
He opened the door for her, sent her flowers, sent her chocolates.
他没有看过这么温柔的男士。
He said, "I have never seen such a gentleman-like act."
可是哦，后来结婚了，因为真的他没有受洗，没有信耶稣啊。
But after marriage, because he was not baptized and he did not believe in Jesus Christ yet.
真的，他没有办法唱我们的歌曲啊。
He was unable to sing our song.
他们两个生命真的是不同调。
Their lifestyle were going in different tunes.
除了其他文化之外、哦、就是一个最基本的一个信仰问题、哦、真的有时候很难融合在一起、啊。
Beside the language and all that, the basic problem was the religion. It was hard for them to come together.、
啊、这个传道也提到说，哦，可想不到，真的人在变心哦，可以从很有爱心变得非常的冷酷、啊。
And he said, it's unbelievable to him how a man can change from such a warm-hearted, loving person to such a cold-hearted person.
他离婚的时候告我们姐妹，告到他一毛钱，我们的姐妹都拿不到。
When he was divorcing, he had lawsuit on her to her that she was not unable to get 1 cent of money.
因为有这样的一个例子呢，又发现到第二个姐妹也要嫁给当地人了。
Because of this example, he found out there was another sister who were about to marry the native of the land.
这个传道他就很用心了。
So this preacher now used his best energy.
想办法在他结婚之前哦，把他挤进去真耶稣教会的门呢。
To try and get her new future husband into the door of our church.
就是很用心的传福音给他，他也是很勉强的相信呢。
Meaning that he preached very diligently to the man, and finally the man reluctantly agreed.
感谢主，还是进来了。
So thank God he came in.
他说一进来真的。属于神的人哦，哎，会唱我们的歌啊！得到圣灵之后，真的会唱我们的歌啊
And he says, indeed, how great the change is. Once the person receives Holy Spirit, he is able to sing our song.
跟他的太太生命是同曲同调
so,
同歌曲
his life with his wife is going on in the same tune.
现在甚至在地方教会也做了负责人那个先生
the fact that husband is now a board member of the church.
所以真的他说在宝座前的我们唱的歌跟别人真的不一样别人真的学不来
So truly we know that before the throne we sing a new song that no one else can learn.
但是在这个玻璃海加火之后呢不只是唱新歌哦他是从新歌再进步到唱凯歌啊
But however, after that person is standing by a sea of glass mixed with fire, not only do they sing a new song,
他们唱的歌呢是神仆人摩西和羔羊的歌曲
but that they sing a song of Moses, the servant of God.
我们知道出埃及记啊十五章那个摩西他们过红海的时候，妇女所弹的歌就是一种胜利的凯歌啊。
Exodus chapter 15, when they crossed the Red Sea, Miriam sang a song, a victorious song.
他说我们要向神歌唱，因他的大能战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。
And some of it says is, you know, we have to sing praises to God, how great He is.
啊，羔羊的歌曲也是复活的神，他所唱的歌曲是一种胜利的歌曲啊。
So the song of Moses and song of the Lamb is also a victorious song.
啊，所以这边提到说啊，全能的神啊，你的作为大哉其哉，万事之主啊，你的道路其哉亦成哉亦哉。第三节下半段。
The third verse, you know, great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty, just and true are your ways, King of ages.
因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来你的面前敬拜你。
For you alone are holy, so all nations will come before you and worship you.
这真的是得胜的歌曲。
Indeed, what a victorious song this is.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天到底站在哪里
？So brothers and sisters, where do we stand today?
在欢腾的海上面呢？
Do are we in a turmoil sea?
外在的环境如风如浪，我们的心是不是跟着掉进去的呢
？The outside waves, outside world, are four waves, our heart into that.
或者是我们站在一个玻璃海的上面
？Or are we standing in the sea of glass?
虽然它掺着火
，even though it is mixed with fire，
但是我们更团结。
But God is with us.
虽然它掺着火
，even though it's mixed with fire，
让我们从新歌唱到凯歌，从可以唱，最后我们是有得胜的生活啊。
We could sing a new song through a song of the Lamb, a victorious song.
所以让我们常常检查我们的双脚啊。
So let us often look at where our feet is standing.
我常常想一个问题啊。
Oftentimes I ponder a question in my head.
我可不可能这一步是在玻璃海上面，下一步我就掉到欢腾海里面去呢
？It is very possible that one step on the sea of glass, the other step will be right into the turmoil sea.
我就想到耶稣走海的故事。
And I think of the story of Jesus walking on the water.
耶稣走海好像是走在玻璃海上面，他是不沉的啦。
When Jesus is walking, it looks like he's walking on sea of glass. He does not sink.
彼得说：“主啊，如果是你，让我也走在海上面。
”So Peter said, "Lord, please also let me walk on the sea."
他刚开始的时候的确是不沉的。
At first, he truly did not. He did not sink.
他的眼睛是看着耶稣的。
For his eyes looked at Jesus Christ.
可是下一步呢
？But what about his next step?
他的眼睛看着风浪的时候。
He started to look at the waves.
然后掉到欢腾海下面去。
And he started to sink into the ocean.
所以真的求主帮助我们呢。
So we truly ask God to help us.
唯一的秘诀就是我们要常常把我们眼睛盯着主耶稣基督。
And the secret to success is that often we have to always fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们常常到主的宝座面前来。
We have to always go before His throne.
愿主帮助我们。
May Jesus Christ help us.
让我们看清楚
so that we may see more clearly.
我们的脚到底站在哪里
Where our feet is standing.
是同心默祷
That is all about Him. Pray in silence.